I think one of the least, well, maybe it's read by more people than I realize, but it is such an important psalm, but it's so long that I think people forget to read it. It's all about the power of the Word of God and how important the Word of God is to put it in our hearts and put it in our mouths. So I want all of you to please listen as I read part. I'm not going to read the entire psalm, but I'm going to read part of Psalm 119 out of the Message Bible. And it says, "You're blessed when you stay on course, walking steadily on the road revealed by God. You're blessed when you follow His directions, doing your best to find Him." That's right. You don't have to go off on your own. You walk straight along the road He set. You, God, prescribe the right way to live. Now you expect us to live it. Oh, that my steps might be steady, keeping to the course you set. Then I'd never have any regrets in comparing my life with your counsel. I thank you for speaking straight from your heart. I learned the pattern of your righteous ways. I'm going to do what you tell me to do. Don't ever walk off and leave me. How can a young person live a good life? Now, when I was a child, I memorized that. How can a young man cleanse his ways? Now, that's one verse that everybody will remember that's in the Bible somewhere, that you've heard it. But it says in the Message, how can a young person live a clean life? By carefully reading the map of your word. I'm single-minded in pursuit of you. Don't let me miss the road signs you've posted. I've banked your promises in the vault of my heart, so I won't send myself bankrupt. And I think I learned that in thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. But listen to what this says. This says, I've banked your promises in the vault of my heart, so I won't send myself into bankruptcy. Be blessed, God, and train me in your ways of wise living. Man, that's an awesome word as far as I'm concerned. And I set my heart and mind today. This new day, it's August. If I'm right, August is the time of new beginnings. Hallelujah. I set a new beginning today, amen. Every morning His mercies are new. His grace is new to those who believe in Him, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just love you so much. Would you just lift your hands and just begin to worship and begin to praise Him and to thank Him for His marvelous works and for what He's done in our lives today. And we love you so much, and we're going to magnify you. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Now, I have a question before we start our first song. Isn't the camper here that I prayed for the rash? Aren't you the one that had the rash on your arm? You mind coming up here just a minute? She came up to me. It was Saturday morning, wasn't it? And they looked at her arms. And would you tell them what was on your arms?
A big, huge rash.
On both arms?
Yes.
Okay, and we found out. What was it you said you were allergic to?
Fish oil.
Now, one of our crafts, we used oil. It was vegetable oil, but, you know, sometimes. And so I asked her, I said, well, any other, or can you breathe good? She said, yeah, I'm fine otherwise, other than the rash. So would you tell them what we did?
We prayed for me.
And what happened?
It went away.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, that's a memory, thank you, I appreciate it, that she will keep forever. I went to church camp, I got a rash, but you know what they did? They prayed for me and God healed me. One day she may be, if she's walking through something else, that memory will come back and say, God will heal. Amen? Somebody in the house today, somebody listening, you need to realize that it's a simple faith of saying, I receive. I believe I am healed. Amen. Let's go. Put put your hands together as we praise Him this morning. Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting healed. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed. Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting healed. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed. Now let's praise Him. And I will praise Him, for He has set me free. Come on and praise Him. He brings the victory. I will praise Him, for He has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout. Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed. Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting healed. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting filled. And I will praise Him, for He has set me free. Praise Him, He brings the victory. Praise Him, for He has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout. And I will praise Him, for He has set me free. Come on and praise Him, He brings the victory. Praise Him, for He has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout. Now, if you're wondering why I'm sitting out this far, it's because so they can see me. And if I go back and forth, just don't let it bother you. Just say, that's just Laverne doing her thing this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. But you know, anthems fill the skies with what? Praise. All your mighty works display what? What's His works supposed to display? The glory. The glory of who? The glory of God. Amen. Let's praise Him.
Truth is nations learn of your ways, they will bow down to you. We will bow down to you. We will cry out to you. Your loving kindness and your truth, it has delivered us. You have delivered us. Great is your glory, Lord. When nations learn of your ways, they will bow down to you. We will bow down to you.
Glory to God. The glory of the Lord is filling the place. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sing your praise to the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Let the praises ring and the glory of the Lord shine forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we praise you, Father God, that everybody we touch will be flooded with the glory of the Lord. Amen. That's what that Psalm 119 is all about, Father God. That everybody that sees me or that hears me will know that the glory of the Lord is residing on the inside of me in every thought, word, and deed. Amen. Hallelujah.
God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came a running, looking for us, and now there's nothing and no one beyond your love.
You're the overflow, you're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain, let your mercy rain on us.
God, you have done great things.
Amen.
You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing.
Let's praise him.
You reached down and lifted us up.
Did he do that?
You came a-running, looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. You're the faithful one when the world's falling apart. So let your mercy rain, let your mercy rain on us.
And how deep, come on.
How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love, is your love. How deep, how wide. How high is your
believe that this morning.
I like this one more time. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing.
I know he did this for me.
You reached down and lifted us up.
Come on, y'all.
You came a-running, looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign on us.
Hey, y'all follow me right here. Y'all follow me right here.
How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love, is your love. How deep, how wide, how long, how high is your love, is your love. Let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign
on us. Ooh. Let it rain.
Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, the love of God is just flowing. And that's what we learned about, I believe, this last week at camp. Because as the love of God flows from him to me, guess what? It's going to flow from me outside. Just, hey, guys, one more time. Come on, buddy. Go through it one more time. He's the overflow.
Works for me. I like this.
Come on.
Here we go, Brand. God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing.
So what'd you do?
You reached down and lifted us up. You came a-running looking for us. And now there's nothing. Your love,
you're the overflow, you're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy reign, let your mercy reign on us.
God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing.
You reached down and lifted us up. You came a-running looking for us. And now there's nothing. No one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy reign. Let your mercy reign on us.
You're the faithful one.
You're the faithful one. When the world's falling apart, so let your mercy reign, let your mercy reign on us.
Now how deep and how wide? Ready?
How deep, how wide?
You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy reign, let your mercy reign on us. Ooh, let it rain.
Hallelujah, let it rain, let it rain, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we praise you, Jesus. Amen, amen. We're going to worship the Lord. And I know, I apologize, we can't get our words up this morning, but our picture won't move. But you know what? Just sing what you know, go along with the attitude of worship in your heart. Because you know, the more I pursue God, the more I find Him. And the more I find Him, the more I love Him. And this song, some of you that haven't heard it, but it says, I want to sit at your feet. Talking about the feet of Jesus. Drink from the cup in your hand. Like a child gets in his daddy's lap. Daddy may be drinking something. You share that with them. And then the next line says, if I can find my words, there they go. This love is so deep. No, lay back against you and breathe. Like that child does. Lays its head on your shoulder. It can hear your heartbeat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace. It's overwhelming. And the more I experience that, then the less I'll let other people bother me. Because I love God so much, it's just going to flow out of me. And I'll be able to forgive, and I'll be able to love, and I'll be able to forget, because I'm so filled with the love of my daddy God. Okay, Kens.
The more I seek you, the more I find you.
Start thinking in our heads, okay, now what can I do? Okay, What can Laverne do to make this better? What can Laverne do to make this turn out all right? And he says, if you seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things will be added unto you. So all these things out here that I need, if I'll just sit at his feet and love him. Now, it doesn't mean you quit your job and don't work. But it just means that God's provided, I'm going to work, and God's going to take what I do and make it go and make it do and make it cover. Because he has ways of putting money where you don't have any idea where he can put it. We've had money come to us from places that we had no idea it was coming. We even got a tax refund this year. Hey, $20 is $20. But you know what? We needed those $20. He can put money wherever he wants to, and you won't even know it. As long as I strike the mailbox. Amen.
More I seek you.
Seek you first, church, this morning. Seek him. Such an anointing of love and peace up here today. You may be seated, but I just really feel led. I want somebody to stand in for Rita. Just come up front and stand for Rita. And Linda, you come up and stand for Donnie. Donnie has open heart surgery. Donnie Bennett does next Thursday. And we already know, but you know what? Pastor Jerry, I'm going to get a prayer cloth. And I want you to anoint the prayer cloth. Ricardo, and you who you prayer people, come forward. And I want you to anoint the prayer cloth for each one of these. Yes.
There's a young man sitting here during camp meeting by the name of Troy Strange. And Tuesday, he's got a mountain to climb, but you know what? He he's got a heck of a man by his right hand, and that's the Lord Jesus. So I'm going to stand in for Troy. He has surgery Tuesday. So try to do this by ourselves, and it's much easier when we get a hold of God's hand and try to climb that mountain. Amen.
Jesus.
Jesus.
To do what, church? Come on.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Say it one more time. There is power.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
I heard chains falling off today. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you, mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, praise God. Oh, we worship and we magnify you, Jesus. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
Break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain, break every
There's
chain.
There's an army, come on.
There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
To do what?
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
To break every chain,
to break every chain,
to break
every chain. I hear those chains falling.
You hear them, church?
I hear those chains.
The chain of sickness in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break off the curse of poverty in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I break that chain in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Break every chain.
To break every chain.
To break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain. To break every chain. Break every chain, break every chain.
Oh, we magnify you, Jesus, Pastor. Oh, turn over the mirror. Oh, I think you have a service like this when you have so many people that sacrificed this week. Because God says, you poured out for me, I'm going to pour it out on you today. Amen. Thank you, praise and worship team. By the way, that's the first time we've gone over that song. To break every chain other than just fooling around a little bit. God's anointed it, hadn't he? Amen. Thank you, Mackenzie, for starting that. Thank you, praise and worship team. You all may be seated. Now, I tell you what, we're going to get ready for camp. Are you ready for camp today? You're going to have fun. You're going to enjoy it. As we turn it all, I'll get my stuff out of Miriam's way. And we let the captain take over. We had captains this week. We got Brother Jack's group. We'll introduce, let Miriam introduce them in a minute. But we had sailors and swabbies. And you know what a swabby is? Tell them, Sarah.
A helper to help the sailors.
They swabbed the decks, right? Well, they swabbed the decks this week, I'm telling you. They sure did. I want to say, first of all, that of all the camps, we only had one item that was left here. We found the other item, who it belonged to, but the other item was somebody's towel. Would you hand me that orange towel right there? Okay, see, we found it. And I need my sailors to turn in their whistles, so we'll have our whistles for next year, whoever. Okay, that's fine. And then two people didn't get their CDs of the music. They left them laying. All right, there's one. Oh, there's one whistle. No, we can't let you quit, Jack. We can't have camp without Jack, can we, kids? No, no. So who was Allie? And then there's one more that somebody left. So if you talk to anybody that was at camp and they said, I left my CD here, we like to send the children CDs home, this is what your money goes for, to feed campers. Were you going to tell how many we had and all that kind of stuff? I'll let you do it.
No, go ahead.
Okay. We had, wait a minute, 26
campers.
Campers. That's not counting preschool. So that's 30. You had 4, didn't you, Miss Lori? We had 40. Now, let's see. Only 3 of that 40 went home that I can remember. So that means it was almost evenly matched. How many boys and girls stayed all night? So we were so blessed with Brother Scott furnishing us pizza Friday night. And oh, did it come in handy, because it fills up really good. And I tell you, campers can eat. Can't they eat? And then we had snacks again that night and had pizza and ham sandwiches and watermelon. And then breakfast. Who can tell me what we had for breakfast? All right.
Chocolate gravy, and it was the best in the world.
Well, that wasn't all we had. We had biscuits and eggs and bacon and sausage and white gravy and chocolate gravy and orange juice and milk. And we just kept saying, we ran out of eggs first, and then we started running out of the sausage and bacon, so we had some gravy and some biscuits left. So I said, okay, if you're still hungry, come up and get a half biscuit and gravy. They started coming back up and getting a biscuit and gravy. Finally, all that was really left was a few biscuit scraps that I threw away. Pretty good, wasn't it?
Amen.
See, your money fed about 50 people Friday night, Saturday morning. Then we had lunch Saturday. And Miss Shirley, there wasn't anything left but a few chips and snacky things like that, right? Yeah. So, but you know, we had a blast.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm going to turn it over to the captain and co-captain.
Can you have to do prayer list?
You are about to experience.
We're supposed to do the prayer list. I guess I'm on. They don't tell me things. Anyway, so, ahoy! Are you still asleep? Ahoy! Somebody, get the microphone.